FHE, New Testament Stories, Before the New Testament. Picture 1 shows Heavenly Father with children. We lived in heaven with Heavenly Father before we came to earth. We were His spirit children and had spirit bodies. We loved Him, and He loved us. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 354. Second picture shows Heavenly Father preaching to His children. Heavenly Father had a plan, the plan of salvation, for people to follow to become like Him. According to the plan, we would come to earth and have bodies of flesh and blood. We would be tested to see if we would obey God's commandments. Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. The next picture shows Heavenly Father speaking with Jesus Christ and Satan. Others are gathered around. If we obeyed them, we would go back to Heavenly Father, but we would need help. We would have to have our sins taken away, and we would need resurrected bodies. Because we could not take away our own sins or resurrect our own bodies, we needed a Savior to do that for us. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. Next picture shows Heavenly Father speaking with Jesus Christ. Satan is in the background. Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Jesus loved Heavenly Father. Jesus also loved us, and He wanted to come to earth to show us how to be righteous and to save us. He would suffer to take away people's sins. He would die and be resurrected. Then we would be resurrected too. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and Moses chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Next picture shows Satan. Satan also wanted to be chosen, but Satan did not love Heavenly Father. He did not love us. He wanted to change Heavenly Father's plan so that he would have his power. Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Next picture shows some of the spirits following Satan. Some of the spirits followed Satan. They did not obey God, which made him very sad. He banished Satan and his followers from heaven. Satan is the devil. He and the spirits who followed him tempt us to sin. Moses chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The next picture shows Jesus Christ with the universe in the background. Heavenly Father told Jesus to make an earth for us. Jesus did. He put plants and animals on it. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars, too. At last, we could come to earth and have bodies of flesh and blood. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8, and Abraham chapter 4. Next picture shows a prophet preaching to the people. Many people came to live on earth. Some of them obeyed God's commandments, and some did not. Prophets taught the people about Heavenly Father's plan of salvation and about Jesus Christ, who would come to earth to save them. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, Jacob chapter 7, verses 10 and 11, and Moses chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. The next picture shows a prophet with Mary and the baby Jesus being held by Mary in the background. The prophets said Jesus, the Son of God, would be born in Bethlehem. His mother would be a good and beautiful woman. Her name would be Mary. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 through 21, and Alma chapter 7, verse 10. The next picture shows a prophet preaching to the people. In the background is Jesus working as a carpenter. Many people would not know that Jesus was the Savior, the prophets said. He would look like other people, they explain, and he would not be rich. Many people would hate him. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 and 3. The next picture shows a prophet with John the Baptist in the background. Prophets also told about John the Baptist, who would come before Jesus and tell the people about him. John would baptize Jesus. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 7 through 10, and chapter 11, verse 27. The next picture shows a blind man begging. In the background is the Savior healing a lame man. Jesus would be very kind. He would perform many miracles, and he would suffer for the sins of all people so that they would not have to suffer if they would repent. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 18. The next picture shows the Savior being crucified on the cross, with a man observing. Jesus Christ, our Savior, would be crucified. That means that he would die on a cross. John chapter 3, verse 14. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 7 through 9. The next picture shows the Savior emerging as a resurrected being from the tomb. After 3 days, he would be resurrected. His spirit would come back into his body. Because Jesus would die and be resurrected, we would be resurrected too. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. John chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 8. And Alma chapter 33, verse 22. The next picture shows the Savior with a number of people. The New Testament is the story of Jesus Christ and his apostles. They lived in the Holy Land. People who lived there were descendants of Judah and other tribes of Israel and were called Jews. The Romans had captured the Holy Land, so the Roman emperor and his appointed leaders were the rulers of the Jews. End of New Testament Stories, Before the New Testament.